I'm Ellis Martin, and on this edition of the Ellis Martin Report, we're stealing away once again with Stephanie Ray. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Ellis. Ellis, sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Is it Christmas already?
Almost. And in my book, nothing says ho, ho, ho like Vegas, baby.
Vegas for Christmas? Well, that's certainly a festive choice.
Yes, it is. You know, if TV movies were like real life, we'd all be gathered around the fireplace drinking eggnog and ugly sweaters with 50 family members we adore singing Christmas carols. But for those teeny few of us who don't have the perfect family, and Hawaii is just too far and too expensive, Vegas is a great option for a fun couple of days.
Why is that?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because Christmas is the poor stepchild of New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. I did a little compare-contrast on room rates between the two holidays, and the difference was funnier than Shecky Green at the Flamingo.
I miss Shecky Green.
Oh, a moment of silence for the late, great Shecky.
There's no silence in radio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. So back to my New Year's Eve versus Christmas debate. My quick rate check revealed that if I wanted to be at the Bellagio, which is one of my favorite hotels on the Strip, on New Year's Eve, it would cost me $434 a night. But for Christmas, that same hotel room is going to cost me $179. And there are a bevy of bargain options to jingle your bells at Christmas. You can get a suite at the Signature at the MGM Grand for $95. You can just get a regular room at the Mandalay Bay for about $70. And you can usually get better deals the closer you get to the holiday. And I have figured out that that is why Santa is so jolly. And there are also so many cool free things to see and do. The Bellagio fountains, the Flamingo Wildlife Habitat, and something I was not previously familiar with, the Ethel M. Chocolate Factory, which could be my new favorite attraction in Vegas.
What does the M stand for?
Well, I can only assume it stands for yummy. Speaking of yummy, several of the hotels also offer discounts on their buffets over the holiday. And at the high-end properties, the food is fantastic. I'm not talking about those scary $9.99 all-you-can-eat prime rib things from yesteryear. So with the money you're saving on your room and food,
you can gamble more?
Well, I was going to say you can see a couple of great shows, but sure, gambling too. And if you want to do the show thing, which I highly recommend, you should check out discounts for those as well, because they are plentiful. There's a site called smartervegas.com that has coupon codes for a whole bunch of shows like Mystere and La Rev, all of which are spectacular. So, the bottom line, deck your halls with roulette balls. And who knows, maybe a little Christmas angel will bring you good luck at the casino.
Well, you know, Steph, that's an easy trip from Los Angeles, isn't it?
Very easy to get to Vegas from LA, but there are also all kinds of specials from other cities that include airfare and hotel. So don't be put off if you happen to live across country in the Midwest or the East Coast. Get away from the snow and go, go, go.
Well, Stephanie Ray, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. This time we're talking about taking a Christmas trip to Las Vegas. Thanks so much for joining us today on the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Alice, and a ho, ho, ho to you.
We've been stealing away with Stephanie Ray, this time all the way to Las Vegas from wherever you're at. Listen to this segment again on the podcast page of our website, ellismartinreport.com, or download the entire Ellis Martin Report on iTunes.